Well, good evening to you, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, along with Bryant Billing from the Sydney Daily News. We are perched high above the floor here at Sydney High School, about 25 minutes or so away from the start of tonight's game between Sydney and Vandalia Butler. We will rejoin you in about 10 minutes or so with our live pregame before the opening tip of tonight's game. It's a crucial encounter between Sydney and Vandalia Butler. These two schools are all knotted 11-2 in the GWOC North American Conference. Sydney 17-3 overall. Vandalia Butler 18-2 overall. The winner will have the upper hand, a one-game lead on the GWOC North Division Championship with a game remaining. And the crowd booms as the Sydney Yellow Jackets come out onto the floor for pregame warm-ups. Senior night here at Sydney. A lengthy JV game. Thus, our start for the varsity tilt has been delayed. It won't be at 7:30, that's for sure. In fact, that's just a few minutes away. The tip-off time now, probably about 10 till 8 or so. We'll return live here on scoresbroadcast.com in several minutes. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Chuck McBee from Sydney High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk. There's the lane to Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five. Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp squished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkin, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is sold out here at Sidney High School tonight. A big game. The Sidney Yellow Jackets, the Vandalia Butler Aviators. Quite a clash. At stake is the GWAC North Division Championship. Both teams 11-2 in the GWAC North American. Sidney 17-3 overall. Vandalia Butler 18-2. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Sidney won the first one at Butler in overtime. Chuck, we covered it. Sidney came from 9 down with a little less than 2 minutes to go to tie it at regulation and win it by 5 in the extra period.
And it was kind of surprising. It was not surprising because of Sidney's firepower, but they had struggled scoring all night long, and all of a sudden they just really caught fire, caught up and won the basketball game. Not surprising, I guess, when you got Gordon and Roberts out there.
Right. Andre Gordon, 23 points a game. Rontez Roberts leads the GWAC North in boards and in block shots. Amazing. And how about the three-point shooting from Trey Wernz? He's up to 40% in that first meeting. Sidney made 5 threes. Butler made 1. Butler known as more of a three-point shooting club. That was a difference then. Could be tonight. A pattern's got to be broken, according to head coach John Willoughby of Sidney. The road team has won the last 5. Sidney needs to win at home to have the big leg up on the GWAC North title.
Absolutely. I'll tell you, if you look at Gordon, he averages 23 points a game. He could probably average more. He averages 6.5 assists a game. So he comes up with 36 points a game for this team. And Roberts at 6'4", I think he's 6'3". They mark him at 6'4". averages blocking 4.5 shots a game, which is incredible. And that's not even taking into consideration every shot that he alters during the game. Those two together are going to be incredibly missed by this program next year.
This Vandalia Butler team is mighty good. Wide body Quentin Glover in the middle is the GWAC's top field goal percentage shooter, 63%. Michael Kreil at a wing leads the Aviators in scoring, 15 points a game. He shoots 53% from the floor. Braden Norman, an uncanny three-point gunner, is hitting at a 45% clip. And I haven't even talked about Bryant Johnson, for example. He's quite lengthy, 6'6", plays like 6'8 or 6'9", doesn't go down inside much, but on the perimeter, he can shoot the 15-foot J's, and if he can get a half step on you, he'll be to the rim in about 2 or 3 giant steps.
Yeah, he's quick. He had 13 the first game. Kreil had 13 the first game, and Glover had 9. On the other side, Roberts had 16, and Gordon was below his average at 18, but that's a tough gym to play in, and that was a good win for the Yellow Jackets.
An improved element of the Sidney Yellow Jackets is bench play. We've got comments from Sidney head coach John Willoughby in just a few seconds or so. Coach Willoughby noted that Latham Jones, Trey Wernz, Dominic Durr, and Jace Conrad have become major contributors to this team.
Well, and they have, and you need them. I mean, you got the two stars, but you got to have people around them, because if they're turning the ball over, if they're not rebounding, if they're not playing defense, then you're in trouble. And those young men have been playing lights out, and that's why they've been playing some of their best basketball right now.
Here's Coach Willoughby on the contributions of Jones, Wernz, Durr, and Conrad.
Latham Jones has come on the last 4 or 5 games, gives us that tall presence, athletic presence inside. Trey Wirtz and Dominic Durr playing well for us, and Jace Conrad coming off the bench. So those four are giving us some good minutes. I think that's one way we've improved throughout the year. I think we're sound defensively. Where we get into trouble is if we don't rebound off the first or second possession defensively, and for us to be able to beat Butler type teams and teams better than us, we'll play sound defense, but we're going to have to rebound.
Mm-hmm. Hey, talk about your 3-point shooting in support of Andre. Mm-hmm. Warrants has been red hot. He's nearly 40%, and you've got to make some threes in every single high school basketball game usually in order to win.
Yeah, we shoot enough threes. Our thing is if we're going to make them, some games we'll be dynamite at it. Other games, you know, I think there was a game that we were 4 for 22 or something like that. We can't allow that. But Trey's our best shooter, and we try to get him, you know, with the way teams defend Andre. We got perimeter guys that are going to get some shots up, and Trey's one of them. And lately, Trey's been hitting them. Had a big game over at St. Mary's for us that kind of got him going. And Josiah can throw him in, and Keith Lee, who hit a big one against Butler.
Yeah,
he's one of our better perimeter shooters also. We just got to be able to make them, I guess. It comes down to that. We get enough of them. It's not like we don't get enough attempts.
We definitely
get enough attempts.
Hey, Andre's having an outstanding year, 23 points a game, a lot of strengths. What are those? What are his weaknesses, if any? And what are clubs trying to do to you defensively to slow him down some?
Well, strengths for Andre. Number one, he's coachable. I tell everybody that. Number one, he's coachable.
Good.
Takes suggestions and things that he needs to improve on or work on.
Sure.
Second is athleticism. That nobody, you can't deny that. He's one of the better athletes you're ever going to see. And thirdly, he can get by anybody.
Right.
And just to skip to one of his deficiencies, maybe, is that when he gets by you, he wants to toy with you a little bit. So he doesn't. Once I got by somebody, I had to finish. I couldn't do something else. So Andre likes to play a little bit, and when he gets by somebody, he doesn't always take advantage of it, but he's good enough that he can do that stuff, you know. And another strength of his is his shooting. People don't give him enough credit for his standstill shooting. He's an excellent shooter.
Oh, it's gotten better and better here at Sydney, hasn't it?
Yeah, he's an excellent shooter. You know, even he's shooting 53% from the field overall, a little bit above 30% from the three, but he takes a lot of difficult threes with guys all over him and running two or three guys at him. So those are some strengths and deficiencies of Andre. What teams are doing towards him to defend him, a lot of zones. Take away the penetration. Secondly, is off of that, they're just running a second defender all the way across the court, leaving the backside open for us a little bit, and that's where Keith Lee and Trey are important for us. And then another thing they're doing is in that zone, they're clogging up the middle drive. So we've been trying to get Andre on the baseline a little bit against zones instead of staying out, you know, from foul line extended to foul line. There's a lot of defense there, but if we can get him to the baseline, it's a lot of one-on-one with a bigger guy that he can get by.
And John Willoughby, our guest head coach of Sydney before tonight's game with Vandalia Butler. And defensively, Rotez Roberts, what a heck of a shot swatter he is.
Yeah, I don't know where we would be without Rotez. He's only 6'3". Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And most of the teams we play against have at least one guy that's 6'5", and many of them have a couple guys that are 6'5 or 6'6 or better. But Rotez, I say that he owns the inside, he owns the paint, to bring that back, that old phrase, own the paint. And he does that for us. You'll see a lot of guys hesitate to shoot the ball inside when Rotez is there. They know. So they hesitate a little bit, and at that point we have the advantage. And secondly, Rotez is rebounding. He's leading the G-Walk in rebounding at 6'3", undersized, and he just has a great sense about him with the rebounding. He's always coming in at timeouts. Coach, we need somebody else to rebound. You guys got to rebound. I'm the only one rebounding. So But he gets most of the ones he can, and I don't know where we'd be without Rotez.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Sydney High School. A moment ago, you heard the words of Sydney head coach John Willoughby. Better than three decades of outstanding success coaching high school basketball for John. His opposing coach tonight, rock solid in his own right, DJ Wyrick. Last year's Southwest District Coach of the Year was DJ. He's turned the Vandalia Butler program all the way around 360. As I mentioned, fourth year here at Butler, a former longtime assistant at Wright State is DJ Wyrick. And you can bet, Chuck, he'll throw some zone at Sydney and Andre Gordon here tonight.
I think you'll see some zone. You might even see some box and one where they, if Andre gets a good start to the game, they might throw some junk stuff at him. I mean, those are the kind of things you have to do. You got to change things up and don't let Sydney and especially Gordon get into a groove offensively.
Well, the first time these two clubs played, Sydney went wild in the final 95 seconds of the fourth period. Rotez Roberts started a fast break hoop with a huge block. He also tallied a stick back 3-point play early in a possession late in that game. Keith Lee drained a long triple. And that came right after Chuck and I had said, no, don't shoot. But Keith Lee pumped it in. And then Andre Gordon created a big steal and raced to the rim for a slam dunk. Somehow, some way, Sydney magically got that game tied at 41-41 and then won it 51-46 in overtime, setting the stage for this big game tonight. The GWAC North Division title on the line. Each team has lost to Trotwood. Sydney beat Butler first time around. And Sydney's got a loss on the road at Fairborn.
Yeah, that was an upset. Sydney had that game won, and they went into coast mode and ended up losing the game. That's one of the things that scares you a little bit about this team.
And when you consider just the GWAC North clubs, Chuck, if Sydney technically has got a one-game lead, it's when you consider the entire American portion of the GWAC. They're both 11-2 in that regard. Starting lineups have been introduced, and we are all set to go. Sydney, of course, with Rotez Roberts.
Do I have my numbers right? Because I had Kryl as number three, and if that's the case, he's not starting.
And that would surprise me indeed. Rotez Roberts is starter, along with Darren Taborn, Keith Lee, Andre Gordon, and Josiah Hudgens for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Vandalia Butler takes the opening tip. And surprisingly, we've got, 23? Tyler Montague in the starting lineup.
Yep, he got the start.
He is a 6-foot sophomore. Kryl will come off the bench. Here is out high with the basketball for Vandalia Butler. It is Quentin Glover with a beautiful feed to a back cutter on the play. And it was Ryan Wirtz for Vandalia Butler who faked out his man, darted to the basket, and caught the ball low on the right and laid it through. Super assist by Glover. And then at the other end, Andre Gordon tries to penetrate for Sydney, and he's all knotted up. good. Jump ball created there by Vandalia. Butler arrow does favor Sydney after Butler took the opening tip to start the game.
I might not get up to go to work in the morning because this looks like a Friday night crowd.
Here's the ball lobbed in by Sydney. It is Keith Lee on the arc. He pumped in two threes in the first meeting between these two teams. Gordon in the deep left corner. Cross-court pass to Darren Taborn. Outside the arc on the left. He missed it hard off the back iron. Rebound ricochets right back to Sydney. We've played a minute. 2-0 in favor of Vandalia Butler. You're right, Chuck. No start for Michael Kreil of Vandalia Butler. 6'1 senior, averaging 15 a game. We've got a drive to the basket by Andre Gordon, and he's tripped as he navigated the lane area. He'll get two free throws.
It looked to me like Butler started the game in a 2-3 matchup zone, which means they're playing man-to-man in their area. They sent cutters through, and nobody went with them.
Now, this has been Sydney's Achilles heel all year long, Chuck. Free throw shooting, it's just barely 60%, and Gordon misses in and out. Foul in the act of shooting. He gets a second, and that's also very heavy. Hit the back rim. Easy rebound, Bryant Johnson, for Vandalia Butler. Butler into the forecourt, starting Braden Norman, Bryant Johnson, Ryan Wirtz, Quentin Glover, and as we mentioned, it's Tyler Montague, a six-footer, a sophomore, in there for Kreil. Here's the ball thrown down low on the left to Glover. Good entry feed from the far corner of the floor by Ryan Wirtz, and it's laid through by Glover. Glover and Wirtz have been a part of the first two baskets for Butler. And Vandalia Butler's broken down Sydney's defense and gotten two layups in the half court to start the game. Here's a drive into the lane by Sydney. It's Darren Taborn, and he tries to fire it low on the left to Rontez Roberts. Much too close for that pass with that much steam on it, and it bangs off the Sydney Yellow Jackets' mat. Attached to the wall, out of bounds at the far left end, and Butler's got the basketball leading 4-0. Good beginning to this game for Butler. The road team has won the last five. The last five games have been decided by 20 points. Been two overtimes in the last couple years between these two clubs, including the one back in December in 2018. Well, Sydney starting off without a point for the first 2.5 minutes. Butler very patient at the offensive end, leading 4-0. Here's Glover outside the arc on the right. Goes right flank to Bryant Johnson, the big 6'6 senior. He gives it deep in the corner to Montague. Inside to Glover. Down the lane, it's Johnson. Johnson caught it, missed the five-footer, got the rebound and laid it in. Butler spreading the floor on offense. And in that play, freed up Bryant Johnson. He missed the short runner, got the easy tap back. Here's Andre Gordon down the floor for Sydney. Into the lane. Johnson steals. A run out, Butler the other way. Here's a drive by Ryan Wirtz, and he's hacked from behind. Great start by Butler, which leads it 6-0. 3 minutes gone in the opening quarter. Two free throws here for Butler.
Well, this is not the start that Coach Willoughby wanted, but it's kind of the same start they got at Vandalia.
Free throw by Butler. Good. 7-0 in favor of Vandalia Butler. In talking with head coach John Willoughby of Sydney earlier this week, Chuck, he was dead serious when he said, we got down 9 in the second half at Butler. We cannot afford to get down by 9 at any point in the game tonight. And Butler on two free throws right there is already ahead by 8. Just under 5 to play here in the opening period. Sydney's got the ball left corner of the floor. It's Rontez Roberts. Now to Gordon. He's hemmed in 35 feet from the basket. Gordon's doubled, head of the key. Dribbles against Johnson. Good matchup there. The taller Johnson on Gordon. Gordon lost the dribble, got it back. Threw it right side to Josiah Hudgens. Back to Gordon. He fakes left, goes right. Hooking foul, Johnson of Butler.
Well, if you're in the middle of the floor like that, you're not going to get away with putting a hand on a hip like he just did that time. They're going to call that every time.
Roberts, a 6'3 senior. Taborn, a 6'1 junior. Lee, a 6'1 senior. Gordon, a 6'2 senior. Hudgens, a 6-foot senior. The starting five for Sydney. Here's nice penetration into the lane. Rontez Roberts fed it to Darren Taborn. His short jumper rolled off. Vandalia Butler attacked in a hurry. A long three-point launch. Hit the rim. Banged out on the arc to another three-point gunner. It's Braden Norman who shoots it at a high clip. and he popped one in from range. A 25-footer, the long kick out off the iron on the three-point miss by Butler. They tried another one, and it was knocked in by Norman. Sydney needs a timeout. Half the first quarter gone, and Sydney's behind. An avalanche from Butler, 11-0 Aviators on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, we understand that Michael Kreil, leading scorer for Vidalia Butler all year long, not cleared to enter the game tonight. He is still in concussion protocol. But I tell you what, Vidalia Butler getting it done, Chuck, in the first nearly 4 minutes without the leading scorer.
Well, I mean, sometimes that really pumps your teammates up.
Here's Andre Gordon, forecourt to her left for Sydney. A lot of dribbling by the Yellow Jackets so far. Hand off to Keith Lee. Baseline dish to Darren Taborn. He's checked and fouled. Aggressive defense by Butler. It's common. And Sydney will throw in baseline left of the rim. Braden Norman, 6'1 senior. Very good shooter, 11 points a game. Brian Johnson, 6'6 senior. Brian Wirtz, 6 foot senior, on the floor for Butler. Wide body Quentin Glover in the middle, a 6'4 senior. And a surprise starter, Tyler Montague, a 6 foot sophomore. Sydney from long range misfires on the triple. It rolled around and spun out. Here's Butler attacking left to right. 3:40 left to go opening quarter. An 11-0 shutout being spun by Butler so far. Here's Glover down on the inside. He spins toward the basket. A good reach in by Rotez Roberts. And he punches the ball off the leg of Glover out of bounds to Sydney.
Correct call there. That was a good defensive play by Roberts.
It is 11-0. Vandalia Butler in the lead over Sydney. It's uncanny, Chuck, how the road team has dominated this series the last 3 years.
Well, if you want to be down in a game 11 points, it's better at the beginning than at the end.
Right. Here's Josiah Hudgens, 25 feet away from Sydney. Down to Gordon. Pick and roll with a teammate. Low on the left. It's Lathan Jones, the super sub of late for Sydney. A 6'3 junior is in. He caught it. He was banged by a Butler player. It's ruled a defensive foul. And I think maybe Lathan Jones was deemed to be in the act of shooting. He's got a couple. Lathan, a 6'3 junior, has become very active on the floor, getting more minutes all the time for head coach John Willoughby's team. Free throw by Jones. It hit the back rim, hit the front rim, and fell to the floor.
0-for-3.
Sydney has not shot fouls well all year. Well, you need to make them late in games. They count just as importantly early.
Absolutely. I don't know why they don't want both spots that are allowed on the lane either. If you're missing free throws that much, go for a rebound.
Second free throw, Jones, and it's way heavy. F. Sydney has not been close on foul shots. They missed 4 in a row. And Vidalia Butler corralled the rebound. Down the floor outside the arc on the right, it is Wirtz. Wirtz tries to dash toward the baseline. He's held by Jones.
Well, the officials are calling the touch fouls right now to try to get a little bit of control.
3:09 left to go here in the opening quarter. 11-0. Vidalia Butler leads Sydney. Here's Butler in backcourt with the ball, dribbling up the right side. Goes Montague. Montague nearly walked. Credit to Wirtz. Almost an over and back. Tipped away, though, by Sydney. Here's a drive to the rim by Ryan Wirtz. He hits an 8-footer right in front. And right now, Sydney is being bulldozed. 13-0. Countering for Sydney. Quickly down the floor. Here's a jumper. Foul line right. Dominic Durr missed the 16-footer. It clanged off the rim twice. Rebound was poked out of bounds by Sydney. Butler has stormed to a 13-0 bulge. All Vidalia Butler here at the outset. 2:35 to go opening period. Big court with the ball. It's Norman for Butler. He's made a 3 already in this game. Dribbles into the lane. Stops. flips it out back behind into Ryan Wirtz, the 6 foot senior. And again, another holding foul out on the arc. It goes against Lathan Jones of Sydney. That's a quick number two on the super sub for the Jackets.
If that's what they're calling, you got to keep your hands out of there. He acted surprised. It's the same call they just made the last time down the floor on Jones.
Keith Lee, Dominic Durr, a 5'11 junior in the backcourt. Andre Gordon up front, Rotez Roberts on the inside. Sydney's also subbed in Wirtz, Trey Wirtz on the floor. Here's a miss by Brian Johnson at the foul line for Butler. Long rebound kicks out to Montague. Montague uncorks a 28-footer. It hit the heel, went way up in the air. Rebound down to Dominic Durr of Sydney. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney being shut out the initial 6 minutes. Deep right corner, it is Trey Wirtz with the ball for Sydney. Hand off to a cutter. No, it's blown. Tipped away by Butler. Nice steal. Cooper Justice down the floor. Hits a teammate, Braden Norman. He's got a gimme at the other end. A chippy as Butler beats Sydney to the hole. Running the length of the floor. Butler on the miss. A fast break bucket. Another timeout. Head coach John Willoughby. The lead for Butler swells to 15-0 late in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
The Sydney Yellow Jackets are in deep trouble early. Who would have thought, Chuck, with a minute 40 left to go in the first quarter, Sydney would be behind by 15 points already.
And more important than that, haven't scored.
Deep in the right corner, it's Rotez Roberts. Out back to the three-point shooter for the Yellow Jackets. It is around the rim and out by Josiah Hudgens. Rebound baseline right by Trey Wirtz. He's wrapped up by a Butler player. It's ruled a tie-up. Arrow favors Butler.
Well, they're getting the right people shots, and they're not getting bad shots. They just won't go in.
And all of this being done by Butler without the services of Michael Kreil, leading scorer on the year, 15 points a game, a 50% shooter from the floor. He is still in concussion protocol, not available. Here's Montague on a weave. Gives it up on the play to Ryan Wirtz of Vandalia Butler on the arc to Braden Norman. He's on target with a three. Oh, it dipped in and out. Rebound by Sydney. Boy, that going in, it would have been 18-0. Here's a sloppy pass by Sydney in the left corner. Butler gets a fingertip on it, though. It goes out of bounds. A minute four to go, first quarter. 15-0. Vandalia Butler over Sydney. Sydney in the home white. Black numbers outlined in gold. Butler the road purple. White numerals, yellow piping. Dribble drive, Andre Gordon into the paint. A leaner from 7 feet. He forced the action, and a two-shot foul is upcoming. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Hey, looky here. Sydney's on the board. A free throw by Gordon. It's 15-1. 60 seconds left in the first.
Well, Sydney's got absolutely plenty of firepower to get right back in this game.
Andre Gordon makes them both. 15-2, Butler. Final 55 seconds of the opening quarter. 15-0, Butler. And it was a minute left in the opening quarter before Sydney notched its first 2 points. Not a field goal, though. Two free throws. Yellow Jackets without a bucket from the floor in the opening stanza. Here's Butler attacking at midcourt. 40 seconds to go. Sydney's defense out high, trying to collapse on Butler players who are going to hold it, it looks like, for the final shot of the period. 27 seconds to go. Here's Bryant Johnson in the half-court corner, far side of the floor, between the sideline and the center stripe. He hands it off on the play to teammate Cooper Justice, is in, a 6'1 senior guard. Or I should say a 6'2 junior guard. It's Norman, who's the 6'1 senior. The clock is wound down to 9, 8, 7. Justice controls. He pulls up, tries a jumper, elbow in the left, missed it long. Rebound Sydney. Here's a run out to Roberts. Roberts is hacked with 0.2 seconds to go. Good play by Sydney. Yellow Jackets didn't give up. Clock had almost hit zero, but Sydney got a good long rebound and hustled down the floor in a heartbeat and got two free throws here for Montez Roberts.
Well, they're discussing with Justice that was too early in the time to take that shot.
Foul shot by Montez Roberts hits the back brace. Sydney 2 for 5 at the stripe. Second free throw, Roberts. It is up. It is short. No good. Rebound, Butler. First quarter over. It was a disaster for Sydney. 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Not a field goal made. And Butler owned the first 8 minutes. 15-2 Butler on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal. At Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food. Good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh.
A margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah.
A chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Maury's, one of our new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. And in addition, new here on Scores Broadcast is Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Up the Sydney Yellow Jackets, 2 for 8 from the free throw line in the first quarter. Didn't make a field goal, probably 0 for at least a dozen. And we start the second quarter. The Sydney with a drive to the basket, missed it, got the rebound. Traveling violation, Butler possession.
Well, they called a held ball, which was lucky actually for Sydney, because if they didn't call that, it would have been a travel.
It's a turnover nonetheless. Butler's got the ball back, leading by 13 points, 20 seconds into the second period. Here's Montague out near midcourt. Montague and Braden Norman at the guards. Montague still dribbling. Adelia Butler in no hurry now. Aviators can spread the floor and take their time. Alex Plummer, a 6'2 junior, is in. He caught the ball head of the key. He tried to barrel his way down the paint, and standing right there in his tracks was Keith Lee, who drew the charge. Good D by Keith Lee. Up, Sydney needs to shut out Butler for 3 or 4 minutes and get back in this game. Here's Andre Gordon outside the arc. Drive, baseline left. Up and under. Dipsy do play. Missed it, no good. Rebound is in by Keith Lee. The first bucket for Sydney, and it took 9 minutes. Vandalia Butler up the floor. Montague between the rings. Being checked by Josiah Hudgens. Good matchup there. Montague spins into the paint area and then throws it away right into the hands of a Yellow Jacket. Sydney's got the steal in backcourt. Darren Taborn on the pilfer to Andre Gordon. Oh, he might have stumbled and walked in the lane, lost it, got it back, missed the fadeaway 10-footer. Rebound pinballed all over the place, and a purple shirt got a piece of it last.
Boy, Gordon is all over the rim. He just can't get anything to drop yet.
No, Butler's got a hand in his face, maybe 2 hands in his face, and his shots have been rushed. Substitution for Vidalia Butler, Matt Beverly, 6'3 junior on the floor. Head coach Wyrick employing a number of young men here in the first 9 minutes of this game. Good inbounds to Rodez Roberts. Roberts caught it outside the lane in the right and dumped it right back to the playmaker, Gordon, who got the shot from 2 feet away. Here's Butler up the floor. The ball is fumbled. Lost on the play by Norman. Stolen to Sydney. Here come the Yellow Jackets. Driving layup. Taborn, no good.
Rebound, Rontez Roberts. I think it's going to count. Maybe a foul. Goal 10, Butler. Let's see the call. No, it's two shots. Two shots awarded by one official. Now a conference.
It was obviously goaltending. Obviously goaltending.
I think it'll get changed. 15-6. Butler by 9. 6:19 left, second quarter. Referee still talking it over. It is. Field goal good. Defensive goaltending on Butler.
Outstanding officiating right there.
Sydney relentless on the offensive glass. That trip down the floor. Rontez Roberts put up a second or third volleyball off the glass. Bryant Johnson pinned it. The official didn't see it. Called the two-shot foul when, in fact, the field goal should have counted. And then Rontez Roberts capitalizes. He converts on the three-point play. The free throw hits the back rim, goes way up in the air, and plummets right down through. And Sydney's within six, 15-9. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. With the ball for Butler, Bryant Johnson, top of the circle, handoff to Montague. Dumps it down on the inside to Braden Norman, moving screen. Butler was not stationary. It's called away from the ball.
Starting to slide on the Aviators right now. This is where they would love to have that senior guard out there.
Yet Michael Kreil certainly was not needed the first 8 minutes. But back with a rush comes Sydney, and the Aviators need him. Here's Gordon penetrating right down the lane. A good feed to Rontez Roberts, who lays it in. Yellow Jackets. The score, Chuck, what? 11
in a row.
Woo. Here's a kneeing foul at midcourt on Gordon as he was trying to defend Cooper Justice. There right now, Chuck, unlike the first 8 minutes, the sixth man, the crowd, is in Sydney's favor.
It's rowdy, I'll tell you. I didn't even realize that. 9 team fouls on the Aviators.
Yep, Sydney will be in the double bonus the rest of this first half. 5:37 to go. Here's a Butler inbounds. It's sloppy. Rontez Roberts swiped it down the floor. Blocked by Johnson. Goes out of bounds to Sydney. All of a sudden, Chuck, the feisty Yellow Jackets are starting to sting Butler with numerous deflections and steals.
Yeah, 15 wasn't going to be enough.
15-0 that early in the game.
That's what I mean. That's why you talk about that as a coach.
Here's Keith Lee, top of the circle. Hits a teammate driving down the paint. A running shot. No good by Rontez Roberts. Rebound tapped all around. Getting a piece of it last. Darren Taborn of Sydney. Yellow Jackets missed an opportunity to get within two. 5:24 to go here in the opening quarter. Butler in backcourt. It's Montague filling in for Michael Kreil here tonight. Montague against Hudgens. Montague down the floor. Left-handed triple. It is in, out, in, out. Oh, my goodness. That was below the cylinder and snapped away. Sydney collected the rebound. Good shot by Montague right on the mark, but it wouldn't stick. Sydney down four. Here's Gordon 30 feet away. Knocked away by Butler. Gordon picks up the loose ball. Driving layup is good. 15-13. Sydney within two. 4:50 left to go, second quarter. 15 by Butler. Sydney answers with 13. Ball thrown to Glover, high post. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Braden Norman all the way to the cup. A reach-in foul committed by Sydney. Still common. Butler will inbounds. Left to the basket. Leading but two with 4:41 to go here in the second quarter. Ball lobbed to Braden Norman. Into Glover, elbow in the left. He dribbles into the lane, almost walked. He tries to throw it on the arc, and the 6'3" Rontez Roberts leaps way up in the air, deflects it, and Gordon's got the ball. To Rontez, straight away, look out, three-pointer, banks it in! He banks it in! I don't believe it. Sydney leads. Yellow Jackets are in front. Rontez Roberts mistakenly threw one in off the glass from 23 feet.
That's why you're a better shooter if you shoot it from the top of the key than the corner.
4 minutes to go In the second quarter, Sydney leads 16-15. Here's Norman Luce down the lane. He hurried too much. He blew it. Rebound Sydney. Andre Gordon the other way. Defensive foul, Butler. Sydney Yellow Jackets now, Chuck, on a mission, flying up and down the floor. Notice I said the Yellow Jackets are flying up and down the
floor. They are flying. They're stinging, too.
Yeah, and the Aviators, despite trying to fly, too, can't catch up with the speed of Sydney right now.
Right now, I think they need to de-ice.
Andre Gordon, who was bumped in the act of shooting, nails the free throw to make it 17-15 in favor of Sydney with 3:53 to go second quarter. Next shot, Andre. In again.
Gordon and Roberts have 16 of the 18 points.
Well, that's quite a tandem. They both average double digits. Rattez on the year at 11. Gordon at 23. They have led this huge comeback by Sydney in the first 4.5 minutes of the second quarter. Butler throws it away. Another steal by Sydney, and then Bryant Johnson deflects it from Gordon. Butler's got it back again. Here's a drive to the lane, right down the pipe. Goes Quentin Glover. A good feed, but Justice. Glover shovels it, hits it, and a foul against Sydney. 18-17, Sydney by one, 3:29 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, I think there are going to be more points scored this time than in the first meeting.
Absolutely.
That game was tied at 41 at the end of regulation. Sydney won it 51-46 in OT. Well, Glover trying to make the three-point play, way short on the foul shot. And the rebound comes down to Sydney. Here are the Yellow Jackets into the paint area. Running one-hander is bouncing around. Good! Hutchins! An athletic play. He suspended himself in midair and got the favorable hop off the rim. Fine effort by Hutchins. 20-17. Sydney by three. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Vandalia Butler straight away. It's Ryan Wirtz. Wirtz dribbles at the Sydney logo. Against Gordon. On a weave to Norman. Out high, Montague. He wants to drive on Hutchins. Down the pipe, Montague flips it in on the go. Fine play, Montague. 20-19, Sydney by one. Gordon on the arc right away. Chucks up a long three. Missed it badly. Rebound tipped out on the play to Hutchins. Back to Gordon. Spin move into the lane. Stripped by Butler. Long pass up the floor. Swiped by Sydney. Stolen after a deflection. Frenzied pace right now. Action frenetic. A lot of turnovers. And Butler commits its 10th or 11th foul. And Sydney's got a double bonus.
Well, I'm assuming that they didn't have the pep band tonight because they needed the space. But can you imagine how loud this place would be with a pep band?
Oh, my. I'd be going deaf. Free throw line. Rattez Roberts for Sydney, which leads it 20-19 after falling behind 15-0. Free throw by Rattez around and through. 21-19 after Sydney trailed 15-0 right near the end of the first quarter. It was 15-2 at the end of one. Rattez Roberts is on the mark. He buries foul shot number two to make it 22-19. Sydney, which is starting to warm up at the charity stripe. After a miserable 2-for-8 start, here's Bryant Johnson into the lane. Throws to Norman, deep left corner for Butler. Long, high-arching three. It hits the rim, towers into the air. Sydney jerks down the rebound. It's Roberts up the floor. Hutchins, long three ball, overshot it. Weak side rebound, Ryan Wirtz for Vandalia Butler. On the arc to a teammate, it's Cooper Justice, who rimmed it. Tough break. Rebound, Sydney. 1:50 left to go first half as the clubs exchange misses from distance. 1:38 left first half. On the arc, Sydney. It is Keith Lee. Thinks about shooting the three and then lets it fly. It swirled around and spun off. Rebound, Montague of Butler. 1:28 to go first half. Montague's got a seam down the lane. Lost it, got it back. Threw it to Ryan Wirtz. Shot deflected by Sydney. And the Yellow Jackets have got the loose ball. Quickly, forecourt right.
Dominic Durr, shake and bake, baseline right, looped it up, missed it. Rebound Butler. Saved in nicely to Cooper Justice with a minute five to go in the first quarter. Quickly down the floor to the driving Braden Norman, all the way to the rack, up and good. Norman for two. 22-21, Sydney by one. 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Midcourt with the ball for Sydney. It is Keith Lee outside the arc on the left. Fed to Trey Wernz. Wernz, W-E-R-N-T-Z. Not to be confused with Ryan Wertz, W-E-R-T-Z, with no N for Butler. 35 seconds to go, first half. Straight away, Dominic Durr penetrates. Gives it up to teammate Rotez Roberts, left wing. Trying to post up as Keith Lee. Rotez drives, pulls up, seven-footer, glanced off the rim. Good save inbounds by Sydney. Off a Butler player, out of bounds. 21 ticks to go here in the second period. Sydney trailed 15-0. Sydney on a 22-6 outburst. Late second quarter. Sellout crowd here at Sydney. And Chuck, you're so right. With a pep band here tonight, we would go insane. Couldn't hear ourselves think.
It'd be terrible.
Ball thrown into Andre. Andre's got it 25 feet out. He holds it on his right hip. Down to 13, 12, 11. Butler zoning inside. Andre drives. Bad pass. Intercepted by Butler. Six to play. Quickly up the floor comes Braden Norman. Norman to a teammate, Matt Beverly, in the lane. Banks it too hard. No good. Tie up on the rebound. And the first half finishes. Neither team could produce points on its last possession. And thus, Sydney has rebounded from a miserable start, just horrible, trailing by a count of 15-0 very late in the first quarter. And then Sydney went crazy. A 22-6 finish of the first half to lead Vandalia Butler 22-21. And Vandalia Butler head coach DJ Wyrith is giving the officials a piece of his mind after the first half is closed out. Head coach John Willoughby of Sydney is hanging around midcourt to make sure that head coach Wyrick doesn't gain any kind of an advantage. And we've still got a conference down below at the scorer's table. Head coach Wyrick of Butler and the lead official, they are still going back and forth at each other. I think DJ not pleased that on the last couple trips down the floor for Butler, well, a defensive foul not called against Sydney.
I'm wondering if he's asking if they called that a held ball or not, because it truly was a held ball with like 0.2 seconds to go, and then that would make a difference because that would flip the arrow and give Sydney the ball to start the third quarter.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's what the call was because it's now Sydney ball.
Yeah, it's a technicality, but I think it was determined right.
Yeah. When I looked up, there was still 2.2 seconds to go.
Yeah, good call by the officials, no question. So many thanks here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com to the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Ken Barhorst, if you're listening, wow, we have enjoyed so much your 40-plus years of professional coverage of high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Ken, if you're listening, thank you so much, and thank you from everybody here in the Upper Miami Valley. Wow. You spoiled us, buddy. You simply spoiled us. Bryant Billing with super big king-size shoes to fill. Bryant doing a fine job. Ken Barhorst, four decades plus. Incredible, incredible what that one-man staff, what that one-man staff was able to accomplish. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. That's Frisch's, three locations along I-75 in Miami and Shelby counties. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 expanding divisions at Wells. In Rushi, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. We thank them so, so much, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn, and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Chuck, it's halftime. Time for our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. A lot to talk about. 2 big runs offensively in this game. Sydney up 1 now, 22-21.
That was a tale of 2 quarters right there to make 1 half.
Yep.
15-13 rebounding advantage for the Yellow Jackets, 4-3 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over 7 times. Sydney 7-13 from the free throw line after starting 2-for-8. So they've made 5 in a row now. Butler only went 3 times, made both of theirs. Individual scoring, Wirtz for Butler has 6. 7 for, I can't remember writing, Norman. 4 for Glover, 2 for Johnson, 2 for Montague. They scored 15 and 6, 21 for the half. Sydney led by Roberts with 10, Gordon with 8. They got 2 from Lee, 2 from Hudgens. They scored 2 and 20, 22-21 at the half.
Chuck, Sydney's quickness in the second quarter took over the game, much like it did late in the fourth quarter in the first meeting at Butler.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're known as an offensive team, and they are a very good offensive team. That the lead is because of their defense. Their defense really turned it up. They turned the ball over, ran the floor, rebounded offensively, did everything they had to do to get back in the game.
Yep. Chuck, well said. Sydney's defense fueling its offense in that second 8 minutes. Sydney up 1, 22-21 at the break. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing house tennis. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
I just got a thumbs up from Ken Barhorst. He is joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com. He and I talked, Chuck, about 2 or 3 hours ago about this game tonight. And he echoed what I said, what head coach John Willoughby had noted. Can't afford to get behind at any time tonight, 8 or 9 points, and expect to come back against this good Butler club. Well, his Sydney players proved him wrong right away in the first 12 minutes of the game.
They had a real nice start to the game, Butler did. They're missing their best player. I'm going to give them a little bit of a pass on that.
Yep.
But these other kids played all year, and they kind of stemmed the tide, because it looked like when Sydney got rolling that they might have been up 10 or 12 at the half.
Right.
And Butler kind of stemmed it a little bit and made it a 1-point game. So it's anybody's game. It's real key to start the way this third quarters are going to start.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
the beginning of the third period may very well determine the outcome of this contest a couple quarters later. Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find your perfect fitting mattress and take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts, new inventory of furniture, always on display at Goffney. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney! 22-21, Sydney over Vandalia Butler here at the half. JV game tonight, a real thriller. Butler pulled it out late, right, Chuck?
They pulled that one out late, and they also won the freshman game. So Sydney trying to get a piece of a win here in the varsity game.
Yep, and the varsity contest, the Yellow Jackets are trying to salvage one of three against Vandalia Butler tonight. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scorersbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores and has done so since our start 13 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a Sydney cheerleader who is under the LaCal spotlight. It's Michaela Kennedy. She's known as KK. She's a senior, 3.5 GPA. She's the daughter of Ray and Ann Wise and Orlando Johnson. She babysits, works at the Dairy Queen, volunteers for the Salvation Army, volunteers at the cheer clinic. She takes part in competition cheer, and she cheers for three sports. She'll start her study at Edison, then transfer to a four-year school and pursue a degree in business management. And KK is one of 10 children. One of eight children.
That's plenty.
Yes, you're right. That's enough. There are seven brothers and sisters. Four of them have already graduated from Sydney High School. There is a younger brother, Keandre, two younger sisters named Seven and Avery. Congrats to Michaela KK Kennedy, senior cheerleader here at Sydney, recognized by LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal, a founding sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. We never could have gotten underway way back in 2007 without the assistance from LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. Jeff Bray and I could not have introduced scoresbroadcast.com to the community here in the Upper Miami Valley without the help of LaCal Equipment, and we thank the folks at LaCal so much. We start the game here in the third quarter. Sydney possession. Andre Gordon head of the key. He navigates the lane area. Missed the 10-footer. Tried to tip it back up. It rolled off, and Butler's got the rebound. Here come the Aviators down the floor in a hurry. Oh, what a block! Rontez Roberts with a swat. That symbolizes his year, Chuck. Blocking balls thrown up there by opponents. He leads the GWAC in slams.
Well, and he's a block. He doesn't block the person he's guarding as often as he comes off the block shots.
Here is Vandalia Butler throwing the ball inbounds from beneath the rim into the lane to Bryant Johnson. A turnaround left hand half hook is wide. He thought he was bumped in the face. He's grimacing. Sydney got the rebound. Long three by Hudgens, a rainbow. Got it! Josiah Hudgens buries one from distance. 25-21. Sydney opens up the scoring in the second half. A three by Hudgens. 1 minute gone. Vandalia Butler playing without Michael Kreil, leading scorer. He is in concussion protocol. Here's a drive right down the lane by Glover for Butler. He hooked it up with the left hand. He was shouldered, and he'll get two free throws. Good play by Glover. He is the field goal shooting percentage leader in the GWAC.
Roberts came over that time to help again. He got a little body on top of the block.
1 minute gone. Ball handed off on the play to Keith Lee. Outside the arc on the left to Hudgens.
Hudgens to Lee between rings. Sydney in no hurry, up four. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Ball dumped baseline right to Rontez Roberts. He took the pass down there from Darren Taborn, and Medalia Butler's defender, Ryan Wirtz, jabbed it out of bounds.
Yeah, he had Lee rolling down the lane that time. Good defense.
6.5 to go, third quarter. Sydney up four.
I think with Lee's hair up like that, he's about 6'4 instead of 6'1.
You're so right. Here is Darren Taborn, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch, Rontez Roberts between the rings. Rontez pitches to Hudgens. Vandalia Butler's defense, Chuck, it looks like it's a zone of some sort.
Yeah, they're playing 2-3, yeah. And they started out that way, matching up.
And Sydney taking its time offensively. Uh-oh, here's a drag of the pivot foot 30 feet away. But Darren Taborn, unforced miscue right there. 25-21, Sydney over Butler by four. 23 guarding 23. Montague brings it up. Hudgens checks him. Outside the arc to Johnson. In the lane, Glover. He bobbled, got it back. Glover spin moves. Straight away to the three-point shooter, Wirtz. Wirtz throws it into the corner to Braden Norman. Bombs away. Wow, that shot brought down snow flurries. He swished it from 26 feet.
I think that's just the vent.
Norman is amazing. He's got unbelievable range. And what height on his shots. That was a big three ball that cut Sydney's lead from 4-1. Norman's got, what, 2 from distance so far, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got 10 for the game.
Deep in the left corner, Gordon's got it for Sydney. He tries to weave his way toward the basket. Lost the ball. Went to the far corner to get it back. Threw it to Hudgens on top. Hudgens being checked out there in the zone by Ryan Wirtz of Vandalia Butler. Ball goes to Gordon in the corner. Gordon against Johnson. Oh, he swerves around him. Look at that move. What a play by Gordon. He beat the 6'6", Bryant Johnson, all by himself on the baseline. 27-24. Sydney back up three. Here is Vandalia Butler right in front of the Aviators bench. And the ball is banged out of bounds on the play by Darren Taborn of Sydney.
I think they called the foul on Taborn.
Maybe they did.
That's his third foul.
And once again, DJ Weirich, head coach of Vandalia Butler, is talking with the lead official. Taborn's got to come out. Dominic Durr in. You may have heard head coach John Willoughby before the game highlighting his outstanding subs. They've really grown up and have helped this team tremendously. Lathan Jones, Jace Conrad, Dominic Durr, and Trey Wirtz. They've been special. Coming in, spelling starters. Here's a drive to the rim by Montague for Vandalia Butler. Arched it up over Roberts. He made him change it. He altered the shot. It hit high off the glass, didn't catch rim, and Sydney easily collected the rebound.
That's not where the sophomore wants to be.
Here's Gordon foul line penetrating to the rack. Shovel shot. Got it. What a play. Good effort. Andre Gordon. He knifed to the rim right through the middle of the paint. That's two nifty plays by Gordon. Each one carving out space toward the basket. Here's a drive by Butler. Backdoor by Norman. Shot deflected. Loose ball. Sydney tracks it down. Foul Montague of Butler. 3:58 to go, third quarter. Sydney has edged out to a 5-point margin.
Yeah, I can see this thing really slipping away from Butler right now. They don't really have any go-to guy.
Nope.
That's the third foul on Montague, and he is their primary ball handler.
I tell you what, this may hinge, Chuck, on Braden Norman's outside shooting, and can Butler get Bryant Johnson going offensively?
Right.
Into the post, it's Gordon. He backs out to the elbow, rises up, shoots the fadeaway 17-footer. It hit the back brace. There's Johnson with a long rebound. He throws it behind the back to Justice all the way to the rim, and he's hacked on the arm. He's got two.
That was a heck of a pass that time by Johnson.
Yep, we were just speaking of him. He's got to be one of the motors now for Butler. And he engineered a steal and a break right there. Loose ball rebound. He gobbled it up. Threw it behind the back to a teammate. And marching down the floor when Cooper Justice
He was belted while shooting. The first free throw is good. A lot of rim. It stayed in. Second shot, Justice. He hits again. 29-26. Sydney's five-point lead. He is trimmed down to three. 3.5 to go here in the third. Outside the arc, Gordon for Sydney. Gets a screen on the play from Durr. Left wing, Hudgens. Steal by Butler. They missed it. Here's a drive by Hudgens. Pulls up from 10. Overshot it. Rebound, Butler. 3:19 to go, third quarter. 29-26, Sydney. Far right wing with the ball. It is Ryan Wirtz. Out back to Braden Norman. Bombs away. Good! Braden Norman, 26-footer. Wow, that one was a skyscraper. And we're tied at 29. Sydney's five-point lead a moment ago has been eliminated. Here's Roberts in the corner. Gives it up out back to Durr, to Hudgens. Elbow on the left, it's Gordon. Throws into the lane to Durr. Off-balance bank shot. It's rimmed, but a foul. Two free throws for Durr. Boy, that one did everything, Chuck, but tickle the twine.
Sydney goes, they got a standard zone offense. They put Roberts in the short corner. They hit him with it, and people roll down the lane. So far, it's been pretty effective.
Free throw, Dominic Durr. Good. He breaks the tie. 30-29, Sydney. Butler had outscored Sydney 5-0 in the last minute to draw even. Durr's second free throw, front rim, back rim, and off. Rebound, Butler. Down one. Boy, you've got to know where Braden Norman is at all times. He is dangerous. Here is Ryan Wirtz. Elbow in the left. Out back to Justice. He's got an avenue. Drives down the lane. Rontez Roberts crammed it off the wall. Butler ball below the rim. 2:29 to go. Third quarter. Sydney up one. Butler a chance to go on top. Gordon is on Norman now on this possession. Ball lobbed to Johnson in the paint. Back to the basket. Tries to spin. Knocked away by Sydney. Picked up by Justice on the arc. Now to Glover. Here's Norman near side of the floor. Got it from three-point territory. Braden Norman on fire. I suggested, Chuck, about 3 minutes ago, he would have to take over, and he's done it.
Well, Andre Gordon's guarding him, and he turned his head on the pass and lost track of him, gave him just enough room to bury one.
Two-point lead, Butler, 32-30. Minute 55 to go, third quarter. Gordon, top of the circle. Picked up by Ryan Wirtz. Right corner, Durr. On top, Hudgens. Back to Gordon. Fakes right, goes left against Justice. He's double-teamed. He scoops it, makes it. What a play. Andre Gordon. Boy, he's been dazzling down the lane here in the third quarter. A minute 35 left in the third, tied up at 32. Baseline left, Glover. Pass to Norman. Hits Bryant Johnson down the lane, and Johnson was going to the rack for a dunk, and Rontez Roberts latched on to him. In the act of shooting, of course, two free throws for Johnson with the score tied. And we've got 89 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Well, Rontez just picked up his third, so he's going to have to sit now just a little bit.
Free throw Johnson around and out. Bryant Johnson missed three late free throws against Sydney in that first meeting, one of which was a 1-1. So Butler left 4 points on the board very late in that game that Sydney was able to tie at the end of regulation. Second free throw. It is also blown. Rebound tipped on the play by the wide body on the inside. Quentin Glover, it wouldn't drop. And Sydney corralled it eventually. We're tied at 32 with a minute 12 left here in the third quarter. Well, Andre Gordon has been splendid, Chuck, probing the paint.
Well, he does what Andre Gordon does, takes the game over.
Durr to Hudgens on top. Here's Keith Lee, 25 feet away. He gave it up, got it back. Straight away, Hudgens, line drive, triple, hit the back brace. Long rebound, traced down by Bryant Johnson of Butler with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the game knotted at 32. Up and over the timeline for Vandalia Butler is Ryan Wirtz, the 6-foot senior. Gordon on him now. Who's checking Braden Norman? It's Durr. Here's Glover finding Norman loose underneath. Layup, got it. What a play. As Sydney couldn't find Braden Norman.
Well, that's what happens when you make that many threes. You've got to play off. You got to get out there and step on it. You just backdoored him.
18 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney is now down two after being up five with under four to play in the period. 10, 9, 8. Foul line jumper, Lathan Jones way off the mark. Rebound Butler, three to go. Midcourt, it's Wirtz, stolen by Sydney. The ball is flipped toward the rim from midcourt by the Yellow Jackets. Dominic Durr, it hits cables above the board as the buzzer sounds. Vandalia Butler rallies back to lead by two after three quarters on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
But when Johnson went to the free throw line, he had his fingers taped together on his shooting hand. After he missed both of them badly, he took the tape and ripped it off his hand and threw it behind the bench.
No more bandages for Brian Johnson.
Well, when you stove a finger, you're supposed to tape it to the one longer than that one to keep it from getting hit again. But if you can't shoot the ball, you've got to take it off and play with the pain.
Yep. Well, Vandalia Butler, the win ahead of Sydney by two late in that third quarter, 34-32. Yellow Jackets down a bucket. We start the fourth quarter. Here's a bust-out steal. Lathan Jones took it away. He darts in for the layup. That's a big hoop by Sydney. Butler had a chance to go up four or five.
All right, just a sloppy pass. A good job by Jones.
Tied up at 34. 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, dribble drive down the lane area. Ryan Wirtz overshot the 7-footer. Glover rebounding low on the left. On his back is Jones. Team fouls. Butler only two in this half. Sydney now five. Butler the better free throw shooting team.
But they're 4 of 9 for the game now.
That's right. The wrong players have been shooting them.
They were 2 of 6 in that third quarter.
Ball inbounded to Glover. Oh, Glover caught it. Peeled off a screen. Great play, Butler. He misfired from 6, but he's bodied and fouled, and he'll get 2. Boy, this game could very well come down to fourth quarter free throws. Butler is in position to shoot a lot of them down the stretch. That's 6 on Sydney here. Nailed in the act of shooting. Glover's got 2, and he misses it.
He's 0 for 4 now.
Wow. And Glover and Johnson are among their poorest free throw shooters. The guards, Norman and Justice, and of course Pryle, who's not playing.
That one went in, but that one was ugly.
And in addition to Ryan Wirtz, they are the best free throw shooters for Butler. The guards out front, that tandem. McGlover's second foul shot as Chuck Noter rolled around and somehow went through. Here's a long three by Sydney straight away. Good! Trey Wirtz, who is red hot at St. Mary's and has upped his three-point shooting this year to 40%. Just canned one from distance, a long line driver. Here's a backdoor play. Bryant Johnson to Justice, off to Glover, blocked on the play by Rontez Roberts again. Loose ball, recovery by Butler on the arc. It is Johnson, pivots into the lane, late dish to Glover, powers to the hoop for 2.
But Roberts has 3 fouls, so that time he did a good job when he got beat out of position to not go up and pick up his 4th.
And you can bet head coach DJ Weirich and the Butler players are aware that Rontez has 3. They may challenge him. We're tied at 37 on the goal by Glover, which followed the 3-pointer by Trey Wirtz of Sydney. Yellow Jackets, another 3 from out back. It is missed by Keith Lee. Strong rebound, Lathan Jones. Blocked away by Butler. Loose ball right corner. Regathered by Josh Harlan is in now for Sydney. Harlan to the rim.
Wow.
Knocked away.
My goodness.
Wow. Loose ball picked up by Gordon, who stuck it in. Great offensive rebound goal by Gordon of Sydney.
He went up through three sets of hands and just like there was nobody else on the floor.
You talk about determination with an uppercase D. 39-37. Sydney by two. 5:45 left to go here in the ballgame. And guess what? Gordon and Norman are on each other again. Here's Johnson into the lane for Butler. Loose ball. He threw it away. It's taken by Wirtz of Sydney. He stripped at midcourt. Chuck, it seems to me like Butler's got an immense number of turnovers in this game.
They've got 10. They've only turned it over three times in this quarter. The ball's been loose a lot of tip balls, but they've been recovering it.
Yeah, Sydney has had probably, oh my goodness, 25 deflections.
A lot of deflections.
Yep. Well, because Sydney was fouled at midcourt, Warren's going down hard. Yellow Jackets inbound the ball, up a two, 5:15 to go here in the game. It is Rotez Roberts at the foul line. On the arc to Warren's, lets it fly. This one hits the rim short. Rebound Butler. Norman's got it. Backcourt to Montague. He's being bodied by Gordon. Montague into the lane. On the arc to Gordon. Shot fake. Back to Montague. 28-foot left-hander. Way off to the right. Boy, that was like a turnover. Ill-advised. Rebound Sydney. Dead run. Jackets down the floor. Darren Taborn left it short on the driving layup. And Butler's got it. That was in traffic. A lot of congestion. He hurried it. Didn't use the board. 4:44 to go. Fourth quarter. Sydney clings to the two-point edge. Here's Johnson on the arc. Bryant Johnson's got the ball for Butler. Right wing to number 14, Ryan Wirtz. Wirtz and Wirtz on the floor right now.
Yeah, they got Wirtz guarding Norman. I think that's a good move at 6'3".
Foul line Glover on the arc to Montague. With the ball now, Braden Norman. Hand off to Ryan Wirtz of Vandalia Butler. As I mentioned, Trey Wirtz. W-E-R-M-T-Z on the floor for Sydney. Glover foul line, bullies his way, right down the lane, powers to the rim, overshot it. Rebound Sydney. Good defense by Sydney, as that was a pretty good move by the wide body Glover. He spun nicely and got the advantage to the rim. Here's Sydney powering down to the inside, forcing up a six-footer as Lathan Jones, too hard. Rebound Butler. Sydney a chance to go up four, missed it. After Butler previously had the opportunity to tie but missed it. Glover and Jones can't score. Straight away, three ball. Butler, open look. Ryan Wirtz, way short. Rebound Sydney. Big swinging point in this game right now. Boy, Sydney with 3:15 left in the fourth can go up four or five with points being produced right now. Top of the circle, Andre Gordon. Lobs a pass down inside to Rotez Roberts. He was undercut by Glover. No call. Loose ball rebound. Taken by Butler. Two-on-one break. Bryant Johnson to the rack. Foul. Sydney. Lathan Jones picked it up. But not a very good free throw shooter at the stripe for Vandalia Butler. Again, keep in mind, Butler's only got three fouls in the half. Sydney's over the limit. Eight. Bryant Johnson, two free throws for Butler, which is down but two, 39-37. Bryant Johnson dips the knees, shoots it, swish. He's got it.
It was all the tape.
Yeah, he took that tape off a little while ago. And
you could see his hand was squeezed together. He couldn't really grip the ball right to let the ball roll off his fingers.
Let's see if it works again on the second shot. It does. Very pretty. Both free throws by Bryant Johnson of Vandalia Butler rolled right down through the ropes.
Who would have thought this wouldn't come down to a 39-39 game? Yep. This is what we expected.
Yep, it was 41-41 at the end of regulation first time around. Here's Gordon, elbow in the right, hemmed in on the arc to Wirtz. Wirtz gives it up to teammate Rotez Roberts, 25 feet away. Back to Gordon.
Again, only three team fouls in Butler. Gordon penetrates, pulls up from 15. He bangs it off the back iron. Long rebound right back to him, though. 2:25 to go in the fourth. Shake and bake. Gordon into the lane. Around Glover. It is shy of the mark. Long rebound to Warrens. He overshoots a three. Rebound Butler. 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney, empty possession. Zip for three. None of the shots really close to being on the mark. Here is Vidalia Butler-Montague. 25 feet out. Gives it to Cooper Justice. Straight away to Norman. Gordon knocks it loose. Norman gets it back. Deep left corner teammate Word shoots it. Hits it! Vendaya Butler takes a three-point lead. A triple by Ryan Wirtz during a scattered floor after Sydney punched it away out near the timeline. Vendaya Butler tracked it down, and as a result, it was essentially 5-on-4 in the half court. Butler found Tyler Wirtz, or I should say Ryan Wirtz, W-E-R-T-Z, available deep in the left corner, and he drained it, and Butler's up three late in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacalle supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacalle. Locally, Lacalle is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
But Chuck, that last sequence for Butler, really a stroke of luck. Loose ball, Sydney nearly had a steal.
Yep.
It rolled to the timeline and beyond. Braden Norman got to it. He beat Gordon to the ball. And as a result of the defense for Sydney flexing, it left the three-point shooter, Ryan Wirtz, open, deep corner, a pocket three ball. He buried it. And Vidalia Butler has come back from five down at one point in the third period of this game to lead by three with a minute 44 to go in the fourth. Sydney's last few possessions, not real good. The possession prior, Chuck, three misses. And Vidalia Butler, not in team foul trouble, just picks up its fourth as Bryant Johnson bumps Andre Gordon, who started a drive toward the basket from 20 feet away.
Well, it's too early to foul like that. You need to go for a steal, and if you foul, it's okay.
Big possession. Sydney's got to have points. Here is Hudgens outside the arc. Gives it up right baseline, Darren Taborn. Hits a cutter down the lane. Right in front, Keith Lee missed the five-footer. Oh, point-blank range. It hung on the rim, fell off. Butler's got the board. A minute 18 to go in the game. Here's Sydney trying to reach in and foul. Wirtz can't do it. It's thrown out to the timeline to Montague. Butler in good position, leading the three. 62 seconds to go. Montague back to the timeline. Works on Hudgens. Finally gives it up to Johnson. Right back to Montague. It's going to come down to Butler shooting free throws. 53 seconds to go. Butler's in the 1-on-1. Here's Glover, 15 feet away, double-teamed, sandwiched and fouled. It goes against Keith Lee.
Good foul right there, because if I'm Sydney and I got a foul, I want Glover up there shooting free throws.
All of a sudden, Chuck, from the middle of the fourth quarter on, Sydney's been ice cold.
Yeah, I mean, and they're not getting bad shots.
Nope. Here is Quentin Glover, 1-and-1 for Butler, and he pops it in there.
I think he's pointing at me right now.
43-39, Vidalia Butler, which tries to continue the string of six games in a row, the road team winning in this series. Unbelievable. Second shot, Glover on the way, much too hard. And going way up the sky for the board is Rontez Roberts down to Gordon. Gordon pulls up foul line. Deep left corner, Hudgens. 42 seconds to go. Sydney down four. Baseline left, it's Rontez. On the arc to Gordon, 25-footer. Way long. It's hard. It kicked off the rim. Went over the backboard. Out of bounds to Butler. Sydney Chuck has missed its last seven or eight shots.
That was a tough shot. He had a hand in his face.
I'll let him shoot that all day long if I'm his coach, though.
34.3 to go. Butler inbounding in backcourt. 10 players to the rear side of the timeline. Pressure applied on Norman. Sidney tries to foul him. He gets rid of it on the play to Wirtz. Wirtz circles the wagons, dribbles right corner to Johnson. Johnson goes baseline for the slam dunk. He makes it, but no, he was fouled en route to the basket. Wiped the two off the board. That was a demonstrative dunk by Johnson, who's got to convert the 1-1. Butler up 4, 21.5 to go. Unfortunately, Sidney finishing the game, Chuck,
the way they started
over the last four minutes, much like Sidney played the first 8 minutes today.
Yep. And this is the last 1-1 for Butler.
Free throw, Bryant Johnson. He drains it. Sidney is in serious trouble. Down 5 now. Two possession game. Sidney would need 2 3-point plays in the final 21 seconds if Johnson makes this free throw. And he does. Oh, what a comeback by Butler. Boy, I thought the way Sidney hit him in the gut 2 or 3 times in the middle of the game, Butler would be in deep trouble. But instead it's Sidney, which is in trouble. Long three-pointer, Darren Taborn, way off the mark. Rebound Butler, 10 seconds to go. Here's a driving layup, unmolested. Montague's got it. Taborn the other way with 3 ticks remaining. Up and in, but Butler wins it. Butler wins it, going away. 47-41 for 3 straight years now, 6 games in a row. The visiting team wins this game. Sidney played very poorly over the last 4 minutes, much like it performed in the first 8. The Yellow Jackets got sloppy, went ice cold from the floor, had a few good shots, really didn't come close. And Vandalia Butler, with fine resilience tonight, wins it the hard way, blowing a 15-point lead early, falling behind the 5 midway through the second half, a late third quarter. Butler storms back and takes it 47-41. So among the GWAC North teams, Chuck, these two clubs have the same records, 1 loss. They've beaten each other. But if you go to a website which shows the GWAC North American, which includes games against the likes of Fairborn and Trotwood, as Sidney's now lost 3 in that group, Butler 2.
Well, and that's what they count. So Dandelion Butler is the GWAC champion.
Wow.
Honestly, you were saying it. When Sidney came back and got the lead and went up 5, I would have given somebody 10 points in Butler at that point, because I just felt Sidney was going to go ahead and pull away. But what a great job by Norman hitting the threes, and then they made free throws coming down the stretch, and a huge 3 by Wirtz there that pushed it back up to a 5-point lead.
Yeah, I thought Sidney got stationary the last 4 minutes, tried to coax this game along a little bit to the finish, has stopped attacking, stopped running its offense, and I'm sure head coach John Willoughby would agree. I don't think it was as much what Butler did in the last 4 minutes. It's what Sidney did not do. Yellow Jackets didn't make any points.
They did not score. Yeah, they after they got that lead, it just kind of slid. And I mean, they got the right people shooting the basketball. Andre just, he had a night. He had 16 points. That's 7 below his average.
And he took a lot of shots to get that many.
And Roberts, who had 10 at halftime, didn't score in the second half.
There you go.
And they scored 22 and 19. If you don't, a Sidney basketball team scoring 41 points is not going to beat very many teams.
No, the way the second quarter was unfolding, Chuck, I thought Sidney was going to score 50, maybe 60. But give Vandalia Butler all the credit in the world. Without its star player,
yep,
Michael Kreil, outstanding wing performer, 15 points a game, shoots better than 50% on the year, pretty good from distance as well. He's their captain. He's their go-to guy. He was missed tonight, didn't play,
concussion protocol. What a performance by the Vandalia Butler Aviators. DJ Wyrick, head coach, splendid job. Sydney nipped in the closing minutes. Yellow Jackets at one point, Chuck, as I look at my notes, led 29-24 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yep, well, like I said, I thought they were at that point. I really thought they were getting ready to pull away. They scored 20 points in the second quarter. They scored 21 the rest of the game.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that spot in the game, 29-24, Sydney, with three to go in the third. From then on, from that point forward, Sydney scored 12 points over the last 15 and a half minutes.
Yep.
And meanwhile, Vandalia Butler was pouring in a grand total of, is that right, 26?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20.
And what confidence Butler's going to gain out of this with Kreil sitting on the bench.
Yeah.
They scored 26 points in the second half.
And my math was wrong. 23 points for Butler over the last nearly 12 minutes, coming back from a 29-24 deficit to 12 for Sydney. A 23-12 outburst by Butler over the last one quarter, a few minutes and change. Sydney started the game poorly, finished the game poorly.
Absolutely.
That sums it up. When that happens, you're probably going to get beat by a club that's pretty good.
Well, no, they're 19-2, so they can obviously play a little basketball.
Oh, yeah. Sydney came into this game here tonight with an overall mark on the year, a real good one, of 17-3. Yellow Jackets now 17-4 with an early season loss to Mason, one at Fairborn. The game here to Trotwood, and tonight here at home, losing to Vandalia Butler. The Butler Aviators are now 19-2 on the year. And Butler and Sydney among the GWAC North football teams. The two clubs have the same records, one loss, but on some websites, the GWAC North American includes games against foes in one of the other GWAC divisions. That's the Trotwood, Fairborn, Xenia.
That Fairborn loss by Sydney was a killer.
Yep,
because
sure was.
They're better than Fairborn. They might get another shot at them.
Right.
But
tough luck loss for Sydney here tonight. Yellow Jackets simply didn't start, simply didn't finish. Give Vandalia Butler all the credit in the world. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Sydney just didn't produce enough points in the second half. That's all there is to it.
Well, for Butler, they had 18 points out of Braden Norman. He was terrific. And then they got 9 from Wirtz, and they got 8 from Glover on the other, and they were 10 of 17. They were 6 of 8 in the fourth quarter shooting free throws after being terrible for the first three quarters. Sydney, on the other hand, led by Andre Gordon with 16, and Roberts, who had 10 at the half, ended with 10. And Mike Clancy's player of the game for Sydney is Andre Gordon. Last chance we're going to get to see him here in this gym.
Yep, senior night.
It's been incredible to watch that young man play, and he's had some great games. No dunks tonight. I don't know if I've ever seen a game that Andre's played in that he didn't have a dunk.
The one thing that Butler did do, they clogged the lane pretty well. Gordon worked really hard to make three terrific drives to the basket in that third quarter. He weaved in and out of congestion and wheeled around two or three Butler players to make those three plays. Rotez Roberts did not get points around the rim. Andre Gordon's outside shooting left him. No one else picked up the slack like they did in the game at Butler.
Right.
And that's a prescription for defeat here at home.
Well, Wernz hit 1-3, took a second three that was on target, didn't go. But, yes, it was time for somebody else to step up. Durer only scored one, and I'm going to find him here. Josiah Hudgens, he had 1-3 in the third quarter, only ended up with 5 points. He's going to score more than that most of the time, too.
Yep. And what did Keith Lee have in this game?
Keith had 2 points.
Lee and Hudgens combined for...
Taborn had two, Jones had two. So that's the problem. They didn't get any help for Andre tonight, and Andre was under his average for sure.
I tell you what, Vendelia Butler holds Sydney to 41 in regulation tonight. Held Sydney to 41 in regulation at Butler. Sydney's high-powered offense, 82 points in eight quarters, not counting the overtime at Butler. 82 points in eight quarters. Boy, you've got to salute the Vendelia Butler defense.
They're kind of fun to watch. I mean, and they did all this without their top player, Kryle, playing for him tonight. I'm hoping for their sake that he's back for the tournament, because that kid's fun to watch.
Yeah, the Yellow Jackets have a game at Greenville coming up on Friday. This was senior night, the last hurrah here at home in the Sydney gym for Andre Gordon. Yellow Jackets saluting several rock-solid seniors on this roster. Rotez Roberts, Chase Conrad off the bench. Keith Lee, a fine performer. Josh Harlett, Josiah Hudgens, all 12th graders. They'll be missed. Game at Greenville next week, then the tournament. It's not an easy sectional.
No.
I got the likes of Carroll and Fairborn, then maybe Springfield lurking. Those three clubs. In fact, Chuck, I had the bracket here. I may have misplaced it, but it's a challenging sectional, that's for sure. Sydney's got to play well every single tournament game to get to the district.
Well, no doubt. And I think they were surprised. I think they were surprised that they didn't get a higher seed. But I think people looked at their non-league schedule, and they look at the fact that they played Butler. At that point, had played them once. But other than that, Piqua, Troy, Greenville, Tip City, all very mediocre basketball teams or bad basketball teams. And I think that's what they took into consideration when they were voting for the seeds.
Yep, no question. 47-41, Vendelia Butler knocks off Sydney here at the Yellow Jackets gym tonight for the third straight year. Six games in a row in this series. The road team wins. The home team stumbles. It's happened six straight times over a three-year period. New underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much for being on the web online with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step by step in the construction of your new home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824. Over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. That's Dan Eilerman Construction. And thanks as well to Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. It's got a corner on the market for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. If you need trophies, plaques, or awards, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High, have preferred Regal forever. 1269 Wapak in Sydney. That's 1269 Wapak in Sydney. Online at RegalTrophyAwards.com. RegalTrophyAwards.com. That's Regal for the crowning touch. And in Minster, across from Lake Loramie, Maury's Landing. Outstanding food at Maury's. Catch the catch of the day. Baked haddock dinner at night. It's great. Open at 6 a.m. Terrific reputation for breakfast at Maury's. Plus an array of burgers and wraps at noon. That's Maury's Landing, across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. And Chuck, gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, In Between, just south of Botkins, Food's Not In Between, it's out of this world, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Frisch's, Troy, Sydney, Tip City, what's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his very best shot. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Call Chris North. Get connected to your veterans benefits today. Give Chris a call, 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. and in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc. has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Every time I talk to Jolene Renderly, Chuck, at the Jewelry Barn, and she says, I caught the game 2 games ago. I missed the one last night, but people text me when they hear my voice in the commercial, and they let me know the game is on. They send me a text. I'm working hard here at the Jewelry Barn, and they're texting me, "Hey, I'm hearing you, Jolene. You're on the internet on scoresbroadcast.com."
She's selling jewelry. That's her job.
Yep. The gem of Rushi. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com, Friday night.
We're not doing Thursday?
No game Thursday.
We're not doing Minster and...
No, okay. No girls game Thursday. Friday night, we've got Fort Loramie Botkins or Jackson Center Fairlawn. And I'm telling you what, Chuck, I'm getting emails and texts from fans wanting this game, that game. The supporters of the schools are letting me know at which game they want scores to be present. Then on Saturday night, we've got Anna on the road at Minster. Fine boys game on Saturday night. And then don't forget, 1 week from tonight, it's Rushi and Anna at the Rushi Gym. Shelby County League Championship on the line. Anna with an opportunity, no doubt, to win it outright next Tuesday, 1 week from tonight, if Jackson Center beats Fairlawn this coming Friday. That would force Anna to have to win next Tuesday. And again, on Friday, we'll make a call,
I need to know before Friday.
Yeah, for Friday, we'll make a call on our site, our venue, on Friday evening. Just check with the website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll either be at Botkins or at Fairlawn on Friday evening. Here tonight, big win for Vandalia Butler as the Sydney Yellow Jackets suffer their, second home loss of the season, lost here to Trotwood. Dropped a game on the road at Fairborn. Fourth setback suffered by Sydney this year was at the tournament at Hillsboro. That event way back in early December. Mason defeated Sydney, a very good D1 Mason team, I might add. Second defeat suffered by Sydney on its home floor this year. 3 straight years, Butler's come in here and come out with a triumph over the Yellow Jackets, who did not play well enough to win this game. Yeah. It was not a four-quarter effort by any means. Really wasn't a four-quarter effort at Butler, but Sydney made a great rush in that game in the last 2 minutes. They couldn't pull the rabbit out of the hat tonight, though.
Nope.
Head coach John Willoughby said to me early in the week, he said, you tell Chuck, if we get behind late in the fourth quarter, 9 points again, we're probably cooked. Well, tonight they got behind by 6 real, real late in the fourth quarter and were indeed cooked. Great season, though, for Sydney. All is not lost. Chance to get back on the winning ledger Friday against Greenville and get prepped for the tournament. The sectional will not be easy. Ron Mooney's our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until Friday from either Fairlawn or Botkins, Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from here at Sydney High School, where Vandalia Butler has edged out Sydney 47-41.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.